After nabbing their first ever Juno win last year for Best Blues Album, Cowichan Valley swing blues duo Blue Moon Marquee is over the moon to get a nomination in the same category for their new album New Orleans Sessions. "This one feels particularly special because we did it so grassroots," said Jasmine Collette, who is one half of Blue Moon Marquee as the drummer, bassist and vocalist. A.W. Cardinal is the other half on vocals and guitar. "We've always been very indie and been involved on every level of all our albums, from writing to producing to marketing, but this album was unique. No label, no funding, no big names. Just pure heart and soul with young players that have a deep reverence for the music." Blue Moon Marquee, who also wrote, arranged, produced and mixed New Orleans Sessions, recording the live album in the 9th Ward of New Orleans over the course of only 2 afternoons 1 year apart in both 2023 and 2024. "This duo didn't have to go to Blueberry Hill to get their thrill, as they recorded just down the street from where the famous Fats Domino played. It was a marvelous experience," said Collette. "New Orleans Sessions is essentially a live album, recorded, off the floor, with no overdubs, which is pretty rare these days." Collette said their favorite part of recording in New Orleans was experiencing the feel and style of the extraordinary players and musicians of the area. "They breathe music, it's in their bones, and the water down there," said Collette. "To share time and space with folks like that is profoundly moving, and you can hear it in this record. The pure energy of the streets and sensational stories they hold is a wonder to experience. When it comes to their own style of music," Collette said, "blues can quite often be disregarded and misunderstood. From the 70s on, it became very guitar and rock driven, which is wonderful in its own way, but it's not all that blues is," said Collette. "Our style is more akin to the early roots sound of blues with folk, swing and jazz influences. Storytelling and unique artistic expression. We are more influenced by people like Lonnie Johnson, Memphis Minnie, Charlie Patton, Howlin' Wolf and Ma Rainey. We want to encourage people to understand and embrace the roots of blues, which is where so many other popular genres like rock and roll and R&B originate from." Blue Moon Marquee will get to experience the magic of the Junos for a second year in a row. They will be held at Vancouver's Rogers Arena on March 30th and hosted by beloved Canadian crooner Michael Bublé. It will be a night packed with performances from some of the country's biggest names, including a historic final performance from Canadian Music Hall of Fame inductees Sum 41. The show will air live on both CBC and CBC Gem. Blue Moon Marquee are in the running to once again win for Best Blues Album alongside fellow Island blues artist David Gogo for his album Yeah, and Winnipeg's Big Dave McLean for his album This Old Life. Aside from the awards show, they are looking forward to hanging out with friends they don't get to see as often as they would like, including Alberta's renowned Indigenous singing and drumming group Northern Cree, with whom they have collaborated on a special project. "They are also nominated and phenomenally talented," said Collette. "This year is full steam ahead for Blue Moon Marquee, with plenty of shows and festivals on the horizon. They will be heading to the mainland for a big show at Vancouver's Hollywood Theatre on February 22nd, and fans will have the chance to see the dynamic duo closer to home the day before at Victoria's McPherson at 8 p.m. For tickets, visit rmts.bc.ca. To learn more about Blue Moon Marquee, and stay in the loop with their upcoming music and performances, visit bluemoonmarquee.com.